Information from this year's IQ Air World Air Quality Report shows only 7 countries met the World Health Organization's, WHO, pollution recommendations in 2023. The report said the 5 countries with what it called the lowest air quality had particle levels at least 9 times higher than what the WHO recommends. 3 South Asian countries, Bangladesh, Pakistan, and India, had the world's lowest air quality, the report said. The information comes from the Swiss company IQ Air, which makes air quality-related products. The report used measurements from over 30,000 stations across 134 countries. IQ Air uses the WHO standard of PM2.5 to measure the size of breathable pollutant particles in the air. The PM2.5 measurement means the particles are 2.5 microns or less in diameter. The diameter of human hair, for example, is about 30 times larger than a particle of 2.5 microns. In Bangladesh, the concentration of PM2.5 particles reached 79.9 micrograms per cubic meter in 2023. In Pakistan, the number was 73.7. The WHO recommends a reading of no more than 5 micrograms. Christy Chester Schroeder oversees air quality science for IQ Air. She said South Asia's geography influences its air quality. She warned about the future. Because of the climate conditions and the geography, the pollution has nowhere to go, she said. She added that because of agricultural practices, industry, and population density, it really does look like it is going to get worse before it gets better. India's level was 54.4. Tajikistan in Central Asia was 49.0, and Burkina Faso in West Africa was the 5th most polluted nation at 46.6. The only countries that met the WHO pollution recommendations were Australia, Estonia, Finland, Grenada, Iceland, Mauritius, and New Zealand. Of the 134 countries and regions measured, 124 had higher levels than called for in the WHO pollution guidelines. Both Bangladesh and India's air quality decreased in 2023. In 2022, India was 8th and Bangladesh was 5th. Firoz Khan is an air pollution expert at North South University in Dhaka, Bangladesh. He said 20% of the early deaths in the country are caused by air pollution. He said spending on pollution-related health care was equal to 4 to 5% of the nation's economy. In India, New Delhi's measurement of 92.7 micrograms made it the most polluted capital city. China's pollution level increased last year for the first time after 5 years of decreases. 3 countries that were on the list in 2022 were removed in 2023 because of problems collecting information. They were Chad, Iran, and Sudan. Chad was the world's most polluted country last year. IQ Air provides its report each year, but many countries do not have public air quality measurement systems. Krista Hasenkopf is the director of the Air Quality Life Index at the University of Chicago. She said, "That is a big problem. considering the large potential benefits and relatively low cost. She suggested a global effort to make air quality information more available, especially in places where the health burden of air pollution has been largest. I'm Dan Friedel.